Panic now gripped the District of Columbia. While the two main Union armies seemed bogged down in front of Richmond and Atlanta, the federal capital was in danger of being seized. Lincoln's two senior aides, John Nicolay and John Hay, judged a raid on Washington not as far-fetched as it later seemed. What, with a ragtag force of not more than 20,000 undisciplined soldiers and militiamen, by their estimate, defending the seat of government against what they heard were well-seasoned Confederate shock troops. Even if the rebels had half the 20,000 to 30,000 some accounts placed them at, Halleck worried they would overwhelm the city. Other administration officials feared rebel spies already had infiltrated the capital to inform the raiders about Washington's fortifications. Lincoln remained calm, although he and Stanton had no confidence in Halleck and the gaggle of generals in the city taking firm command of its defense. Without the president's knowledge, the Navy had a vessel readied to whisk the first family away on the Potomac if Early did succeed in capturing Washington. On July 6th, 24 days after Early departed Cold Harbor, Grant finally acknowledged that his corps was near the Potomac, although Sharp wasn't sure of its exact location or strength. Grant scrambled to get Meade's 6th Corps to Washington, while Hunter returned to the valley to overtake Early from behind. The general-in-chief cabled Halleck that if Lincoln thought it advisable, he would return to Washington himself to lead the force he was sending. Grant did not have to go north. While the 6th Corps rushed to Washington, Union General Lew Wallace in Maryland posted his 6,000 troops along the Monocacy River near Frederick, to where two roads, one leading to Baltimore and the other to Washington, crossed the river. Late on July 9th, Early's Corps overwhelmed Wallace and sent him hobbled back to Baltimore, but with dusk at hand, the Confederate commander was forced to halt for the night. Wallace had succeeded in delaying Early long enough to allow the remaining divisions of Grant's 6th Corps to reach the capital. Early made it to Washington's northern suburbs by July 11th and probed its defenses through the next day. But by then, the Union 19th Corps had joined the 6th Corps in the city, along with 3,000 government clerks hastily organized into militia companies. Lincoln mounted a parapet at Fort Stevens, north of the city, for a peek at the fighting. When he stood up wearing his stovepipe hat to look out over the parapet, soldiers shouted at him, "Get down!" Early realized he could not attack Washington with Grant's reinforcements there and retreated. By July 14th, he was back in Virginia, with Lincoln predictably furious that he had been allowed to slip away.